wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
2 weeks off and we're back. You're welcome. And if you didn't want it, we're sorry.
Too bad.
We can't have everything.
Nobody can get everything. In fact, we couldn't even get the entire cast here tonight.
We're doing a hell of a job.
Pluses and minuses, people.
All the way around. Somebody's always got to give and somebody's got to take. Well, Ms. Ryer has decided that due to traffic and bad planning, she's only had 2 weeks to figure this out. She is not going to be with us tonight, so you're just stuck with the fearsome threesome here to talk about all that we can talk about in a matter of 3 hours, which I think we've done it before.
I feel confident.
I do, too. Well, we've been gone for 2 weeks, so we know we've got that. Plus, you were on a world tour, so you have to suffer through a slideshow.
Hey, viewer request.
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, I saw that, yes. And I have your pictures all downloaded, so you're good to go. Oh, welcome, everybody, to our show, our bag. It doesn't feel like we've even been off at all, other than the fact that I came in here today and was like...
Cobwebs?
I had to figure out some things. How does this work? What happens here? How does this knob go? Actually, what usually happens every week is some... What usually does happen is this room becomes a little bit of a catch-all with stuff over the course of a week. In fact, a neighbor had moved away, so gave me a couple extra flags, a gay flag, and a couple different things. So they were just laying on the table.
Did they fuck?
And I forgot. No.
The
flag, the gay flag. I mean, it was just the way you said it was very funny.
No, I got what you're trying
to do. Like there was a Me Too moment somewhere between your two flags.
Yes. No. I was going to hang them up earlier, but I felt that I was rushed and I wasn't going to have proper placement. So I decided to wait. So, hi, Mom, and Summer, and Joe. Oh, yeah. Now, by the way, Summer and company are trying to stay awake because this is the first show with what I hate every year, which is summer solstice?
No, the spring equinox.
Whatever the fuck it is, where we change time again, except us. Arizona stays...
Right. And we don't do daylight savings time because we were raised right.
Raised right. Three other places in the continental United States.
That's how we all found each other. We have a distinct distaste for daylight savings time.
Yeah. I would be really happy... Be really happy if we would just not do this at all. Now, the only plus...
And whilst traveling internationally...
Yeah, you got a story
different
coming.
Fucking countries change their clocks on different fucking days.
Yeah. They got you in a pickle.
No. Is what I had to say. But
you didn't know it until you got to the States.
I know, but I was all panicked at 3 a.m. that I was losing an hour in Italy, and when will I get it back? Do I have to come back in October? Do they mail it to you? How does it work?
Wouldn't it be nice if you just got some extra time? You could pause everybody else and have an hour just to do what you wanted to
do. I've been drinking. But, so there's questions.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can't tell.
Since the last
Fuckers.
Show.
Yeah. No, I was just 8 days sober.
No. It's a long time.
Till today.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. Do not that getting gold. That chip back.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No.
I do enjoy a good falling off the wagon.
So. I do, too. I dove. I was like, no.
He dragged it in the forest and set it on fire.
I went for points.
Totally nailed the dismount.
Exactly.
I'm not falling off the wagon. I'm doing like a double gainer.
Nice. Well, see, I'm doing gymnastics. You're doing high dive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Same wagon.
Oh, that's lovely to think of.
There's things on either side. Mats, pools, allegedly.
They seem like activities
people
do. A lot
of times people flip around when they dismount both.
Oh, mm. Yeah. Very painful.
Oh, I usually have to pee.
Wow.
I'm just going for it. I figured, what the hell? I got nothing to lose at this point. Oh, I didn't.
Like
I should have changed this. There, I changed that much. That's better. Sorry, logo.
To my girlfriend, because they're smart, I said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no fucking sense. If you do a little light Googling, I don't want to recommend a lot of Googling. Because of the lovely weather outside.
Bad for you.
But.
Things that sound dirty that aren't.
Define. A little synopsis of the couple times. We tried daylight savings time in Arizona and were nearly set on fire by the sun that they were like, oh no, make that earlier.
Can we get rid of while I'm inside.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, well, and I don't know if this...
It can't be 10 o'clock and still daylight. That can't happen.
I suspect that this has something to do, though, with the change of things, because locally here in the Phoenix area, for those of you who are not in the Phoenix area, we have two different power companies. One is called the Salt River Project, or SRP. The other one is Arizona Power Systems or Supply, whatever it's called.
I was going to be really impressed if you knew what the fuck that stood for.
Whatever, APS.
Damn it.
Arizona Power... What is it? Arizona Power Supply? Arizona Power System?
Stand by.
She'll get it. Service. Arizona Power Service. I'm gonna go with the third one.
Stand by.
Anyway, they sent out a letter recently, and all these years, you know, you can do a time advantage program for your power plant at your house so that you know, it costs you more in the middle of the day to do things other than at night, so you get a break. For a lot of people who aren't home during the day, you would opt to have your power be more expensive during the day. You could have your air conditioning turned higher and not have to pay as much. Well, they just sent a new thing out and changed my power plan. It used to be my on-peak hours were 12 to 7, which costs more. Now they've reduced them. It's from 3 to 8. So it's
now it costs way more.
Right. It's 5 hours, and it costs way more to do. And somehow, in their analysis, they seem to think that I'm going to save like $3.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I got that same letter. It's the Arizona Public Service Electric
Public
Company,
Service.
By the way.
God damn it, I was wrong again.
Damn it!
Okay, Arizona Public Service.
I'm at 3 o'clock all summer going to shut the air conditioning off and just force the children into the pool. Just, nope, nobody can be in the house anymore. Too bad, we're in the pool
till
8 o'clock.
Maybe you just go out and just shut the main switch and just cut power to the house off.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
for those 5 hours.
Here it is, guys, 5 hours every day. No internet.
Right, nothing.
No television.
Don't open the
fridge. Air conditioning.
Yeah. Right.
No food, no ice.
Not a
just
single luxury.
Sit in that fucking pool.
Exactly. Enjoy that fucking pool. Yes. Are you APS or SRP?
God bless me, I'm SRP.
Oh, God, I wish I was. I don't know what the cutoff is here in this neighborhood, but I've always
good
wished
taste.
I Wow. When did you start drinking today? When you woke up?
Let's just say earlier.
Yeah, is early a number? Yeah, apparently.
Yesterday a time.
Yeah. So anyway, that's been my frustration with, and I keep thinking, is this connected somehow to daylight savings time? Because now, clearly, the hotter hours, which I realize, are 3 to 8 at night. That's when you're really cranking. So people all go home from their cushy, turn it down to 60 degrees in my corporate office because I don't fucking care, and then they go home, and they're just going to ding you again.
Right. And the worst part is, then it used to last another hour. The couple times we tried it, the sun never went down.
Yeah. Stays up
so they were
like,
yeah, we don't need to save daylight. We got plenty. How about we spend our daylight earlier in the year?
My God. Oh, and then the other thing I heard, and you might know this because... Oh,
but Hawaii doesn't do it? That's a weird thing.
The daylight savings issue?
Yeah, but I don't understand Hawaii doesn't do it.
Well, and there's a couple places in...
Like Indiana has like slow time and fast time, but they're kind of...
No, I don't know about that. No, I thought it was like a county or like two farmhouses that didn't do it for some reason. I thought there was something like
that.
Kind of.
There's a couple
counties
in Indiana.
Three diners and one public high school.
There's a section of a Navajo reservation that doesn't observe daylight savings time.
They're just against the white man fucking with time. I get that. That seems legit.
I don't blame them.
I think we go back to their time.
White
I like
people
it.
Are terrible.
Oh, and they call it something
call
funny.
Call it native time.
No, maybe they do.
But that makes sense.
They do. There's a name for it.
I'm all for
I'm
native
time.
I'm
not making
time.
This up, and I don't want this to turn into a hate crime, but we've taken patience from
late.
Them, and they've said what time they're on, and there was a name for it that I was like, I've never heard of that.
Kat will figure this out. Jenny, it's really warm in Phoenix. You are correct.
Oh, no, it's cool and delightful.
No, in the summer. I assume you're meaning summer. But no, it is absolutely gorgeous right now. Oh. Stunningly gorgeous.
Today's one of those days that you're like, why the fuck would I go anywhere?
Right. Until you remember that in 2 weeks, it's going to be 180 degrees. And then you're like, can
two
I go
months,
anywhere else?
2 months.
Whatever.
I know. A friend of mine, we were actually just having this conversation over cocktails.
Shock face right here.
Yeah. All day long.
Earlier,
Saturday it's going to be 92.
That's perfect.
That sounds lovely.
But we were saying like this is the time of year you just don't go anywhere else because all you'll be is disappointed by their weather.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like 92 and dry and sunny. Fuck you. What's your counter offer there? You know,
there
what I
was
mean?
Something.
What are you bringing to the table?
Something on the news from Texas outside of Dallas where their first spring storms were coming in. They're already showing hail, and I'm like, nope, I'm good. Don't need it. Don't need hail. a couple years ago, we had a big hailstorm here in Phoenix in October.
And that was super
and
weird.
It fucked up every car dealership because all their cars got trashed.
Yeah.
Had a lot of it. What did you figure out? Was it, what is the...
I still got nothing.
She'll figure it out later.
Can I tell you a disappointing story? So, lazy ass that I am.
I thought I was in the middle of a story, but now
no, I'm so sorry.
Now I don't know what your story was about. I don't, something about time, and now I've forgotten what it is.
Well,
is it on your side?
No. Oh, I was just...
Am I supposed to be taking notes?
David!
David! If you don't know what you're talking about, how can I possibly know what you're talking about?
Ew, David.
Mom. I just went down the hail straight with all the cars.
Oh, yes.
I didn't leave the house when they called me to ask if there's any damage. I was like, no, you're fine. And I hung up and then realized that my car had been damaged and I missed out on all that insurance money.
Oh.
Because I'm like, come out, look for your goddamn self. I was watching something terribly important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or clearly at home in my underwear. Yeah.
Incidentally, an important update. I was incorrect. The Navajo Nation in northeastern Arizona does observe daylight savings time. The rest of Arizona does not.
Well, they're somewhere else.
Oh, right. That's what you said.
No, I said that they
were... You can't hear correctly right now.
I said Navajo Nation reservation, yes, but I thought that they also did not observe, but they do.
Right, that makes them a different time from us. That's
why
when you call them,
what we do, right?
Right, so that's why when you call them,
there's a time.
You get this thing about what they call their they have a name for it, and it's not mountain time.
Arizona and Hawaii are the only two states that don't observe.
God bless us both.
But there's a portion of some other state.
I think Indiana changed that law. I think they made themselves all one time recently.
A few U.S. territories also refrain from observing. They include the Commonwealths of Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands. The U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and Guam, all fairly tropical places.
And, so, thing
and,
the port-
and, the, and they don't even reference Indiana, so they may have changed that.
We should be done with it. I just done with it. It
and the thing
so
about Puerto
sense.
Rico is I didn't know there was another time zone still in the U.S. I didn't know about Atlantic time. So when we went to Puerto Rico, we didn't know what...
Oh, so there's East Coast, there's
the
Eastern,
time.
And then there's Atlantic.
Atlantic time. And there's like one more time zone lingering there.
I forget about that. You're
right. I just assumed we were in Eastern time, so we were a couple of minutes late for a few things the first day.
The first day. I'm still thinking about your return. 60. Minutes?
Give or take.
If we change an hour, how many minutes am I going
to
lose?
Probably about 72 minutes late to everything.
We missed a cab. We did miss one cab and then asked, like, what... What time zone are you in? Like, we just couldn't figure it out. And then they were like, it's something called Atlantic time. And I was like, Google, please tell me what the fuck Atlantic time is.
who 7 o'clock.
Oh, good God. That's fun times.
And I've got nothing here but theories. I've got nothing looked up. No reason to have the internet.
Yeah. Good God. It's going to be a bumpy night.
I'm trying to catch up. This mojito's helping me.
Of course it was.
So what'd you do this week?
Delightful.
What'd you do?
These weeks.
I don't know. Made shirts.
Oh, how is the Kat Carlson world of impressions and screen printing going?
Amazingly. I was so busy last week, I could barely keep up with it, which is amazing.
Oh, good.
Oh, well played.
I know. My little business is a real boy now.
Oh.
With like bank accounts and tax ID numbers and the whole thing.
No shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. That
next thing you're
going to
find out is your HOA will let you run a business out of your garage.
A, no HOA.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Good for you.
Two, the landlord does inspections quarterly, so I'm going to have to pack my stuff up every 3 months.
I bet you won't have to. You just be like, I make sure it's for...
I'm crafting.
Right. Decoupage.
Right.
Just baffling with all kinds of words you can get out of craft books. Mm-hmm. But I would just say you're making shirts to raise money at the school charity.
Oh, that's true.
You just throw in a fucking charity.
True.
I mean, that's how the churches do it.
Partly
okay.
true.
Okay. If I ever say I'm about to decoupage, that's a cry for help. Like, get the SWAT teams.
Yeah, I have a list of things that you've listed that are cries for help.
I think that, and I just created this, can't think of the word, PowerPoint.
Oh. How crafty of you.
How did you do a PowerPoint?
No, I can't. And I hope to die without the ability. So if I ever say to you, I just finished this PowerPoint, there's a gun pointed at me, there's a bomb about to go off.
See, this is why we need to start sharing the find your friends on the phones again. Because that way, if you call me someday and you're like, I'm about to decoupage, will you join me? I have to look to find out where you want to tell the authorities.
Wait, is that some kind of a safe word now?
Yeah, decoupage.
Pineapple, decoupage. Yes.
Is that like the emergency code word? Like, yeah. If I'm kidnapped and I call you and I say decoupage, you're going to call me.
I don't know where you are, but I'm about to decoupage.
No, no, don't worry about me. I'm just in the back of a van. I'm going to do a little decoupage.
Yeah, right.
Everything's fine.
And then you'll
fine.
Hang up immediately and call the cops. Right.
I watched an episode of television where Rosie O'Donnell explained to me what decoupage was, and I wanted to kill myself. I suddenly understood what a lack of a desire to live felt like.
Here's what's happened in my life.
That's all it took.
I've actually, at least one time, been sleep-deprived and helpless enough that I've watched videos of Rosie O'Donnell actually decoupaging.
Without a gun into your head?
Yeah. Couldn't move. Too tired to get up and change it. Just...
This is how they found her.
It was like lesbian bed death, but just with, well, it's another lesbian. Yeah. Actually, Rosie O'Donnell.
She hit like the decoupage YouTube channel and it was all over.
It's kind of like those little goats that when they get scared, they just freeze and fall over. Is that what happened to you? Oh, you God. Saw Rosie O'Donnell decoupaging and you just froze.
I saw the light. I mean, I saw where it all ends.
Here's what happens to me sometimes. I know you've probably experienced this.
Go ahead. We got plenty of time.
I know. I get a little excited and overcommitted sometimes.
Yes.
And run myself into the ground. So then I just turn into like this zombie state. And so then, suppose someone.
Right. She goes.
And then.
Falsetto child.
Perhaps in the past, I may have dated someone that was obsessed with Rosie O'Donnell and dubbed videos like decoupaging. And so then I would be held captive by my own exhaustion because then I would just have to sit there because I had no power to move. While she said, "Look at this. Isn't this great, Rosie? I'm going to start decoupaging."
Wow.
Yeah. We're not together.
I don't know whether to feel bad for you.
No, we're not together anymore.
I know those things. I know those nights when you've like worked too many in a row.
Yeah.
And then you're just off and you're like, a bath, a pizza, two episodes of X-Files, and then I'm probably going to go back to bed. We're going to have to call a time of death about 5 hours after I woke up.
Then you get in bed and you just can't go to sleep to save your fucking life.
Oh, no. Happened. Delighted.
No. Thank God for handheld devices like iPhones and iPads.
Wow!
And
inside voices. I didn't realize that escalated quickly. I didn't realize you were going to go.
I heard it
helped you sleep.
You heard it coming out of your mouth.
I don't want to disagree with you on my handheld device.
I heard
device
it as it was happening, and I tried sleep. To save it.
And I wouldn't even use the phrase Palm Pilot at this point because I feel that that's not going to help.
We don't want to confuse the millennials or me because I don't know what that is either.
So. To correct Joe in the chat room.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah. The fashion empire is not yet making more money than the show. We're still pretty far in debt.
Sadly, I think you are. I think you are.
She's got a ways to zero.
This is bleeding about $75 bucks a month out of here. So I figure I'm in the red.
Oh, I'm way in the red right now. Oh, yeah.
You have a chance to make it back.
I do.
Though.
That's true.
Yeah. People will actually wear your shirts.
Maybe. I don't care if they wear them as long as they pay for them.
Hmm. Well. Good point. That's all about.
About cocktails too. Yeah. I don't care if you drink it as long as you pay for it.
Oh yeah, may not like it, but you're going to pay for it. Sure, no. up front, please. Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Money right now.
Yeah. Continue on. I didn't know where you were going.
I was just
going
to continue on with the fashion
empire. Interruption of an interruption.
Well, the whole goddamn show's been that way for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, so continue on with whatever you were talking about.
Just going fantastically. I had a couple of. Like custom jobs come my way that I successfully completed so far to no demands of refund, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No one said, this is crap, I want my money back, so I feel like that's a win.
Well, I feel good. If you, first of all, you buy quality shirts. I mean, you're starting out with, they can't say the shirt was bad.
I love the shirts.
Okay, well, that's good, yeah. See?
That's why this shirt got so much wear, mm-hmm. is because it's so comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He wore it all the
went
fuck
all
over
around
Italy.
The world.
All the way.
And
I can attest to this.
I. Thank you. Now, was that, again, because typically you've been doing stuff for charity stuff, fundraising things. Was this job a charity thing?
No. One of them was, one of them not. So one is...
Like an I'm with Stupid shirt or something like that?
No. One was a friend of mine
that's
having
Trump. He's always online.
He's so clever. A friend of mine is having a family reunion this year and wanted some gay shirts made up, so we worked together and... Because
you think the rest of the family knows?
Right.
That's the gay one.
No. They're very cute. It was... It was like the state of Arizona and then like a little dotted line trail that goes up to the state that they're from, either a Michigan or a Minnesota. I don't remember which one they looked like.
No one
knows. But
one of the
upper. You know what I mean? Like, she had seen a similar design on something else, so she sent me the picture and I made the design for her that she wanted. So it says like her family's name in 2018 and the two states that they're from. It was cute. Paid money. The other one is trying to convince somebody that t-shirt fundraising is a good idea. Friend of a friend who's out of state who was like, I don't quite understand. So my friend said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do...
make you a shirt.
Right. Well, no. So the mediating friend said, I'll buy the first batch. Make me a dozen shirts. I'm going to ship them out. I'm going to tell her what to do. And then she's going to see, holy crap, people like this kind of a thing.
Do you think this person doesn't understand how to wear a shirt?
You know what?
I don't know what the confusion is with fucking a shirt.
We are not a medical program.
What is the problem? How do you not understand how fundraising and a t-shirt can go together?
Well, you know what's funny is we get really kind of judgy about that because I feel like... Okay. No, but I feel like being in the community where we are and living the life that we've lived, like close to the bars and close to a lot of fundraising, like fundraising is no big deal for us.
It's all second nature.
Yeah. I can raise money out of nothing. I did it once for a sponsorship for no apparent reason.
It was a part of the story that took part in a prairie that I missed, right?
Right.
These aren't about big city folk.
These aren't big city folk, correct.
I am right back on
board. Is Laura Ingalls part of this somewhere?
Yes. Right.
Okay. She makes a surprise appearance in the second act.
Good.
So the faraway customer is going, what do you mean you sell t-shirts? Where do you get the t-shirts and how do you sell and how is it a fundraiser? Here's what we're going to do.
Right.
Here's 12 shirts. Take them out to this fishing show or whatever that you're doing.
Ooh.
And put a sign up and tell people what your cause is, because it's a good cause. It's a fund that helps provide financial assistance to athletes for the Special Olympics who are over the age of 18. Because in the special needs world, once you age out, you're kind of screwed. You know what I mean? Like, right. There's a lot of funding for children with special needs. There's not a lot of funding for adults with special needs.
Regardless of your disability.
So this one is, you know, run by a mom of a special needs guy who's... over 18, started the charity. Yeah, so what, you know what I mean?
A terrific cause.
Right.
No, totally.
Right. And once you tell people your story, people go, oh, sure, it's just, I'll take a shirt. Absolutely.
Or here's money.
Or here's some money.
Right.
So it's just helping someone in another place in the way that we've been fundraising.
If we had let you get to the heart of this story, it's really quite touching, and what a great idea.
I'm curious to see how many dollars they raised, David.
But that's absolutely true. For something like that, you would want... Sure. What amount of money do you want so I can have a t-shirt that says, I was a halfway decent human being one afternoon?
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, priceless.
Exactly.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I'll reserve you a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the other kind of big job, and I did everything from the design on down.
Are you doing still single color shirts? Single color screens?
Still single color print.
That sounded judgy. Now I get it.
No. I just
read single color.
Right, because I know it's going to cost her more.
I thought she was making still single shirts like for you and me. And I'm
No.
I guess happy birthday.
Not still single shirts. Are you still making single color shirts? The screen. God. But I get what you thought.
Yeah, I'm like, that's just mean.
Al and I will just wear shirts that says still single after all these years.
Watch me eat and try to figure out why. It's a mystery.
I won't even get up to go look for hail damage on my car.
Because there's a new bag of pistachios. Fuck you. Just guess there isn't. I don't want the money.
You are correct. Currently, the equipment that I own.
Right.
Allows for one screen and one color ink at a time.
Okay, that's cool.
But I want a still single shirt now, because now it's funny.
I'm going to write it down.
Double XL V-neck, please. Thank
I'll bet
you
they're going to be my biggest seller.
Yeah.
In a really imprecise design, because I've messed with a couple of shirts in putting like ink on top of ink, but it's fairly imprecise.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't have a lot of ability to line things up perfectly. So a design where colors were touching and you wanted them seamless, I wouldn't be able to do. But if it was something like a background image and then text or something on top, I could totally do that. So we're learning and growing.
No, I think that's so cool.
Oh.
And no snakes. Just have the counter space.
Is that an armadillo cake? Well, that's cool. Now, I will tell you, I have absolutely no interest in the project you're doing as far as learning how to do
Can't
them.
Can't tell.
But, no, I think it's great that you're doing it.
I have absolutely no interest in you.
You just spent 30 minutes trying to spit out what you've been doing, and I don't give a shit. But good for you.
No, I'd like that you do it.
You're putting like, I don't really learn interesting how to do it. Pauses in your sentences today.
Well, I've been watching a lot of
still
TV.
Still single. You know what I mean?
Comma. Hashtag pound.
It sounded like there was time for a prayer in between that and the next word.
You know I'm not going to pray. You know that.
At this point. Oh, no.
Wow.
I really should stop drinking.
And it's in your. And again, it's called...
Hey Cat.
Hey Cat.
The website is heycat.co.
I was going to say Cat's Creation. Oh, you got the Cat Co. Look at you.
The dot co. We can't afford the M because somebody else already owns it.
Right.
Don't die. Please don't die.
Sorry. He doesn't understand all of the things about web domains, so yeah. I got what you said. And that I'm interested in. See, isn't that funny?
Right. Yeah. Some woman in Texas with like,
oh no,
I don't know, three logo designs under her belt has the .com.
And won't let it go.
Well, I haven't asked because I don't have any money to offer. So.
Yeah. Well, she might just be sitting on it because nobody's offered her $10.
Right.
Bucks.
She might not even know that it's still charging her credit card.
Wow.
That might be a morbid. Yeah, a step too far, my friend.
Okay.
And it was just broadcast.
I couldn't see the line from here, so I just thought maybe I'd suggest things.
It was, look, turn around and look. There it is.
Yeah. Line's back there.
I crossed it.
Yeah, you did cross the line. Oh my God.
Maybe we just cut off our wireless service.
Oh. Our spring break was all work and no play for me.
Oh.
I know. It happens.
It does happen.
What do you do?
Apparently, work.
Sharon and the kids went on a lovely vacation over the kids' spring break without me.
Oh, but it was
lovely.
There's your spring break. There's your Christmas in March.
Yeah. But I literally worked every day that they were gone.
Okay. But you didn't have to worry about anybody else, which is really nice.
Still didn't have to act like I liked anybody. Didn't have to sneer at anyone to make them get out of my chair. It's lovely.
I like the fact you've already got you're an official company now with you got numbers and licenses and things going on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here's what you should know about me. I don't fuck around.
Yeah. Well, I've known that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't get involved in a lot of projects with you because
Would you like to segue into her international spokesperson now?
By the way,
well,
I've heard lately I have pictures at the ready. For this segment, go.
No, I just wanted to add that she's been photographed in Milan, Venice.
I know, I loved the photo series. Loved it.
Had to be
it.
Done. And the Venice one was physically painful.
Yeah, and I was actually kind of upset that I hadn't gotten you a new shirt with the new logo.
Because
what a great advertising opportunity. The city of Milan would have been delighted.
Well, it's a fashion industry all
the
over.
The fashion empire needs to start there.
I was not unaware of this. Well, very soon, we hope. But then the reason that I didn't photograph it in Florence because I wanted a reason to go back,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good enough reason to be like, well, the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP Lounge T-shirt has not been photographed in Florence. I must go back because I needed a reason. And by Rome, it smelled a little.
It's fair. Sure.
We were a few days out from the washing machine because if I wore that, it was cold most of the time. I had to wear it underneath what I was wearing, so I really did. I wasn't pretending to wear it. Like, that really was the undershirt of the day, like, twice, and I slept in it.
Can you attest to the comfort of the T-shirt?
It's delightful, whether you're wearing it underneath a sweater or you're sleeping in it as pajamas, like I am wont to do. Both were delightful. A soft cotton that doesn't cling to the neck like many uncomfortable ones.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
And doesn't ride up like a Fred Flintstone experience.
Right. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being
definitely
least likely.
Oh, definitely 10, an enthusiastic 10.
Let her ask the question first.
To any question.
I'll take it. I'll allow it. No, thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Made out of the most delightful cottons.
I think so, too.
And by the way, they're on a 3-easy payment plan right now if you call 800. Hey, Kat.
But here's where I made my error.
Oh.
If I can assign blame to myself for just one moment. And then the laundry night, we only had one day with the washing machine in the whole adventure, and only two of us had access to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was all radiators drying our clothes.
And you wonder why I don't want to travel.
instead of putting on another T-shirt, I wore the Cap Carlson Memorial T-shirt
to launder
everything else because it's so comfortable. That's why it wasn't laundered mid-trip.
It's all right.
So she was a bit funky by Rome.
Understood.
We tried, and I was like, "Oh no." I want to be in Europe. I don't want to smell European. You know what I mean?
Perhaps I should just equip you with an entire trip's worth.
Oh, now see, multiple shirts probably would have been a good thing to do.
Who knew to ask for a second T-shirt?
Who, dude? Now, I have a question about this first laundry situation. Are they equipped? Because, you know, I've not traveled all abroad like you have. Are they not equipped? I realize you were on holiday and you weren't, you know, in a regular house that people live in. How are they equipped for laundry service in those places? Do they have, just like we do, where you have a room that's got a washer and a dryer? Or are they a little more...
I think they're a little bit more laundromat appropriate. And the place that we had, we had chosen it because it had said that there was some kind of washer involved.
Okay.
And I knew that I can't travel with 13 days worth of underwear, like, and T-shirts and socks. Right. Like, it's like halfway we have to find a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through, somebody's got to have the soap. So we had picked this place, and then it turned out it was up in the attic. So it was kind of a fun little adventure of walking, like, up the stairs to the attic with just the washing machine. And in any other time of year, could you get me a little bit more water, please? It would have dried beautifully, but it was freezing fucking cold. So we used all the radiators and towel hangers. All the places in Europe have, like, these radiator rows, and you hang your towels on them, so overnight your towel mm-hmm. dries. And it's all part of your heating system.
Right.
Delightful. But we dried all the clothes. And it was kind of gross, because mine was, like, underwear. Like, so I was trying to dry different. It was just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have a dryer, because most of the time they would just hang it outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the kind of weather in that part of the country that...
Well, and they're not, all of them aren't traveling, so they have extra clothes to wait for the other stuff to dry.
Oh, right, but then you either went to the laundry or you could hang your clothes outside.
This explains, I didn't understand, when you left, you said something about, I think when I dropped you off at the airport, you texted me back, you had like a pound to spare, or was a pound over, or whatever it was, your bag, and then you said something about, well, I don't need the laundry soap, and I'm like, why the fuck are you traveling with laundry soap? It has never occurred to me that it wasn't going to be there when you got there, or you couldn't have bought Italian.
And then
fab.
I don't have to find out what it is.
Oh, okay.
I just have those little pods, and I travel with like 8 dryer sheets, and
if you get in trouble, they double as a snack.
Oh, right. Good point. That's
delicious.
Point.
I mean, all the youngsters are doing it. And the fun part is because I so often
I'm clean,
can't,
sir, inside now.
Yeah, I can't. I have trouble sleeping. That sometimes it's just fun to go to a hotel's. Because hotels, very often, they don't talk about it, but they have washers and dryers. Okay. Somewhere in the hotel, they'll have somewhere to do laundry. And sometimes when I can't sleep, I'll just bring a book to read and sit on a dryer in a hotel laundromat and just have a delightful evening of reading.
And all your laundry's clean.
And wait for all my laundry to be done. But I've been going on those 3-week trips every summer. And luckily, I'm almost always in Niagara Falls, and my sister, God bless her, does laundry. So I know I only have to pack for like 2 weeks because I know the first week's clothes will all be clean.
Right.
God bless her. I mean, I would never do that for someone else.
Except remember, we have a dryer issue with your sister that I apparently have to travel back with you.
Fixed. She's been on a tear lately.
She's fixed it?
She's fixed all kinds of
things. I haven't heard of these updates from your sister, Debbie.
Turns out public humiliations are the way to go.
I've said it for many years.
I'm going to need to know what the hell was wrong with his dryer. And I may have to call her.
It was something simple.
Oh, like, I'm sure that, it was. Like the tube was clogged?
Yeah, something. But she made claims. She had stories.
Mice had built
but
a nest in the tube.
She likes to hang up her clothes. Like the one thing I will say that there's always excuses about the dryer is she likes the clothes to hang up. There's laundry lines in our basement. She likes to hang up the clothes and then just fluff them in the morning. You know what I mean? Everything is hung in fresh air. So, that's the story.
Sure.
So that's why she's not real excited about.
So the dryer's fixed. Did she fix
quickly.
The light in the corner?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Again, public shaming. I recommend it.
I still want to go. At some point, I still have to
ask
go.
Ask for it by name.
Because now the new thing is going to be.
Shame.
The new thing is we're going to go there. We're going to go home. I'm going to see where you live. And then we're going to drive up to Toronto and go to all the filming locations.
We're still going to do that.
For Schitt's Creek.
You have less things to do. We're going to go find all the places.
That'll be great.
Did you bring home any slides?
Oh, yeah. Let's show some pictures.
Oh, well, why not? I was just catching up in the chat room because I'm enthralled with the washing machine.
Yes,
very much so.
And I had questions too, because now.
Okay, I had not kept up with the chat room. That's very funny. I'm starting with what I think is. Well, no, wait.
I'll just talk you through some things, stuff. So we flew to Milan, and this is us on the plane. That is Chris on the right, Jose in the middle, and me there wearing my new little ensemble from Target for just $20. Mm-hmm. Didn't sleep a wink, but I watched 18 movies.
So lovely. Mm.
And I saw Call Me By Your Name on an airplane. This is in Venice as the tide was coming in, going out. I think this is the next morning. No, this is right away. The umbrella is... No, I don't know where it is. That fucking it's umbrella. Lovely. But this is in... across from the train station, freezing cold. And this was suffering for art here because it was very, very cold and very, very rainy.
Oh, my goodness.
That rain is all very real. And so everyone is holding my jacket and my sweatshirt and everything else that was over me at the time.
While you reenact singing in the rain?
Well, I did this real, real quick. But that was freezing that fucking day. This is in Florence. And absolutely the most enchanted evening of my entire life. We had so much fun. And we went to the bridge in Florence. If I didn't say Florence yet. We went there, and like, there's just kids like smoking and on dates and sitting around and talking, and they are on a bridge over the Orno or Vorno, whatever that river is, and they are just completely oblivious to like being at the most beautiful place in the world on a bridge overlooking the river with this city behind them, and it's just their local scenery. Like,
yeah,
there's people there that are having the most romantic evenings of their lives, and people that are just talking about algebra, that are just like, this is where we hang out because it's kind of cool here. That aren't even looking. Like, there was a girl, I'm like, how bored are you with this that you're sitting with your back to the view of this bridge, that you're just sitting there talking about some Italian shit and you're oblivious to that. This is in Venice, the nice day, absolutely beautiful. When we finally found St. Mark, all the fighting and the arguing, these two here, delights, but they both have their own very unique sense of direction, and they bicker about it like an old married couple all the time. And it rained and rained and rained, and they have Acqua Alta, which was means, I'm like, this is not rain. Like, we had like 13 inches to go before we overflowed the canals. Something else is happening.
Right.
And these two are like, what is your problem? I'm like, there's just something else happening here besides the rain. It's Acqua Alta. The tide came in. And this is the next day, after, if you've watched all the videos on Facebook, all the adventures with the rain and how much fun we had. This was the next day when it was nice, and they brought me to the sea, and I actually got to see the sea. And I'm like, that was a goddamn tide last night. That's not rain.
Right.
We went to dinner at high fucking tide. You people are idiots. You got to tell us when high tide is. Just dumb. But one of the funnest nights. Everyone was in a good mood. And we had so much fun running around through the rain, completely lost. This is in Florence again. This is the Pitti Palace, which it looks really awful from the outside. And people are not going to describe it right. But once you get in, there's like 13 stories worth of gardens. And it is absolutely gorgeous in there.
Did you and Matt Maroska have fun at the prom?
Yes, we did. We had a good time at the prom. This is in between. We went up to the Piazza di Michelangelo, which is above Florence, overlooks the entire city. I talked them into going. They were really cool about it. So we took a cab and we walked down through the park from above the city all the way down to that other palace I just showed you. And these are these little places. It was raining so much that, like, this is like a tribute to mildew. Like, this is just fucking mold and mildew, but it made like a little grotto, or I don't know what a grotto is, but I'm assuming something like this. And it was just so green and lush and beautiful, and it was just pretty. So that's just above, it's a little park above Florence.
Follow-up question, does he always look like your prom date in photos, or
yes,
just
it turns
recently?
Out. Oh, and this is in Venice in the rain. We were like running around, the tide was in, my pants were ruined, my sneakers were ruined, my socks were ruined. We were seriously in like 2 feet of water. We got up on a little bit of high ground, and they were having this street concert. I don't know if they were pushing the wine or if they're, I don't know what the hell they were selling. But this band was on stage. It was dry because they were like a foot higher than everyone else. And we were just dancing around. They had wine for like €4 that came out of a cask that it like took two people to lift. I mean, seriously, it was like bathtub gin. But it was just going on in the middle of the night, and it saved us because we were soaking wet and pissed off at each other. You know what I mean? We were just pissed off because we were lost. We weren't mad at each other. We were mad at the water. And it just turned the tide. We ended up dancing with the band. Like, just craziness.
I think this one is out
of... And look at my headlights up.
Out of sequence. This one, I guess, is going back.
And now we're back again because I kept taking pictures where I was trying to hide my breastises, And then I realized I was hiding the Cat Carlson t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So it would take like 3 tries. Lunch
or dinner somewhere.
Lunch or dinner high up in Tuscany. No, in the Amalfi Coast. Way high up.
Now, I have specific interest in this picture.
This is Diego. He is our driver. If you go to Sorrento or Naples or Amalfi, you need to hire Diego. I have all his info. He was a delight.
I need a pen pal.
Yes. I have his information. You can write him, call him, find him on Facebook. He's my friend on Facebook. He was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful host through the Amalfi Coast. And our driver, like, he was fantastic.
Very cool.
Can't say enough nice things about him. Little house. What outfit was that? I don't know.
It appears to be blue jeans and a maroon sweater.
I don't know. There was something about the palm trees picture is about.
Well, I assumed it was big because of that house. That's why.
Yes, and I wanted Claudia de Ferrovia's house, but I'm sorry. Is it Amina in the room? Claudia Ferrovia is my name, my given name.
I approve.
So this was somewhere pretty. Okay. I don't know.
You should learn where your house is.
It was on the Amalfi Coast. No, I'm not. Yes, I am in that sweater. It's along the Amalfi Coast in one of the cities we were in. We just found these beautiful houses. The Amalfi Coast, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. It's this beautiful thing. Don't drive yourself. Hire Diego. Have him drive you down. Go to the little towns, villages, what have yous, up through the mountains and back to Naples to get out. Absolutely a gorgeous day. We saw like 5 different weather patterns. We were on the beach. We were in snow all in the same day. And it was just... Every time you turned a corner, something was just more beautiful than the last. And this whole drive was spectacular on a cloudy, partially sunny day. Oh, it was lovely. And we had so much fun. We really did.
I think this next picture is part of you driving, I think.
This was the most magical place on earth, and I took prisoners. We're not going to lie. And found people and took prisoners. I gotta pee. Okay, so... can we take a dance break real quick?
You have that much to tell us?
Oh, I do. This is a very magical moment, and I have to pee.
Oh, well, okay, then we'll
And we'll stop it after this slide.
Well, no, because there's only like 6 more. We're good.
I can get the whole story in, but I gotta pee.
Okay, well then we'll do this. Here we go. Yeah, I think.
Of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
It's gonna be longer than 30 seconds.
Think it sucked so far. Just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
No. Now we're back from our dance break. So Hal's relieved now.
I got a little emotional, actually. It wasn't so much that I had to pee.
Oh.
So, in Sorrento, we all just wandered by ourselves. It's a cute little city. Jose went over to Capri. People took naps. People walked around. I just decided to go exploring because I think this town is just gorgeous and there's so many little surprises. It's just the most adorable little fucking town. And I had stumbled upon this church, decided to go in because it was nighttime and there's always a chance that someone's going to be playing the organ, and I love organ playing in church. But there wasn't, so I did my respectful thing, walked through, came out, and I was... like bombarded with this Italian tour group, and there was nowhere to go, so I just had to be in front of their group. Like, I couldn't fight upstream, so they pushed me into this park. and it was right as the sun was setting, but the sun was setting behind me, not in front of me. So I wasn't watching sunset. I was kind of like watching twilight happen. And I realized I was in this park that overlooks, it's on the cliffs of Sorrento, and it looks at Naples in the distance. It's the whole peninsula. And we were there just as the light was fading and just as the lights of the city came up, and there was like this mist from the rainy day. And the Italian tour guide behind me was screaming out, "Miracle, milagro, milagro," because it was just the most beautiful colors I had ever seen. And everywhere I looked was just this mist with light coming out and this really like light blue. And it was just astounding. And then this British tour group comes in and they're like on their phones and not paying attention. And I'm like, okay, first off, do you know where we are? Because you speak English. Like, what the fuck is the name of this place?
Right.
And then, why are you looking at your phone? Like, look around. Like, oh my God. Like, have you ever seen anything? You couldn't tell me you've ever seen anything that beautiful as, like, Naples, Mount Vesuvius, seriously, with a little mist rising up and, like, the lights of the city at the base of Mount Vesuvius. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Wow. It was magic. So then everyone is texting and saying where they are. So we meet up, and it turns out I was only, like, maybe a block away from a block and a half in real time, a block by me, to where we had had lunch, and everyone was meeting there. So I'm like, you have to come back to this park before the sun goes down all the way. But of course we get there and the sun was down all the way. We come out and I'm trying to figure out where we are so I could like make a note of it. And I realize we're at this Cloisters place next to the church is the Cloisters. And there's this really fun picture of nuns on a swing set. And it said that there was some kind of an exhibition going on for, like, the next 20 minutes. So we walked through the Cloisters, and it was absolutely beautiful. Of course, 700 years old or some shit. Mm-hmm. It's all ruins and pretty paintings. And I start walking upstairs because they didn't tell me not to. So I'm, like, walking up the stairs of the Cloisters and going through any open door I can find. And there's, like, this exhibit up there, this black and white exhibit, this photography exhibit. Absolutely beautiful with like these gorgeous views of like Sorrento onto the sea and like this beautiful breeze coming through. It's all open. And like, so everybody's like, oh, I don't want to pay the €3 to get in. I'm like, it's €3. Look at this guy's art and go stand on the balcony overlooking the Tyrrhenian Sea or whatever the fuck it's called. We walk through. The paintings are beautiful.
It's a great tourist promoter.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. Whatever the look fuck at that is. You're going to like it. So there's all these photographs, and they're gorgeous. They're, like, so iconic and beautiful of, like, things in Italy and black and white, and it looks like a goddamn Fellini movie. Like, the photography was stunning, and then his main picture that he was selling was these nuns on the swing set, and I'm like, all right, what is this? I'm like,
I feel like I've seen this picture.
Yeah, because I posted it.
Well, I know, but I think I've seen it before that.
Oh, I don't know.
But I know you're like, okay, go ahead. I'll find
so
it.
So it's these nuns on the swing set. And he was like, they just came up, you know, of course, they're visiting the church. It's the San Francisco church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they were just here visiting. They wanted to come up and see the artwork because I'm here all the time. And they want to, and there's a swing set. So you can be on this, you're on a porch balcony, 150 feet above the ocean on a cliff. On a swing set between two trees. I mean, it was so goddamn gore. It was retarded. I hate to use that word, but it was so, that's wrong, but it was so beautiful. It was just unbelievable to be on the swing. So we were doing it. We were taking the pictures. Then they had that weird car. But I told the guy, I'm like, he's like, you can come back in the morning. I'm like, we're leaving. I'm like, but I don't ever want to leave here.
I'm never leaving this place.
So this red car was part of that you're talking about.
It was part of that. He photographed it in different places.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. But that's so cool.
Just that balcony. And there's a picture of the Cat Carlson T-shirt up there. So I'll just tell you two other stories and then I'll be done with
we have more pictures.
Show me a couple pictures then.
Okay. So here's this one. I thought this one was fun.
The best dinner of my entire life. In Rome. Google me, I'll find the name for you. It's written on all the glasses. Jose and Chris had been here the year prior and liked it, recommended it. The restaurant that I had picked wasn't open. We went here. Alice is the waitress. She was a fucking riot. She was one of the funniest people on planet Earth. Great server. Humiliated Chris and just humiliated him into ordering correctly. Just shamed him until he got his order right. She was like, no, because he kept ordering off the menu. And she was like, that would be disgusting if you ate that. The wine was fantastic. The food was beautiful. She was a riot. We were in the best spirits, and we were there for 4.5 hours. We never left. They brought out desserts with messages written in chocolate on the plates. Welcome to Rome. Can't wait to see you again. Please come back. Like,
my gosh.
We were there for like a day.
Oops, sorry, next picture. Click.
Slide.
Right.
This is along the Amalfi Coast. Like, look, it's just fucking gorgeous. And Sorrento's like up north, like to the back of us.
This one I enjoy because of the expression on your face, which I'll zoom into so you can see, because the look on your face is so funny. If it'll let me do it. Where's my...
This is one of Matt's goddamn pictures. This is at our cute hotel in Rome.
Look at the look on your face.
He's stunned, Clayton. Oh, look at him.
The beauty.
He is stunned.
I am.
That is so funny. So, so funny.
Matt takes horrible pictures and then posts them for no reason. And this is in front of what we're assuming is the Supreme Court. On my rainy, rainy day, where every time I went near the Vatican, it would start pouring rain and literally cats and dogs coming out. And every time I would walk away, it would clear up. Finally, on the second attempt, or third attempt, the Vatican was shut tight and they let me walk by. But this is on one of the bridges in Rome at the Supreme Court. And my day's adventure by myself, so much fun.
And the final picture, which I thought was great. Just you.
Just me. Oh, God, what's the Tiber and the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica in the distance. This was just to see if the hat looked as stupid as I thought it did. But
and the verdict was?
I liked it.
Okay.
I got lost, but I liked it.
That's sad.
So, the only story I have to tell you from this, Florence, still where I want to die. Live, die, thrive, eat, breathe. Whatever needs to happen is going to happen in Florence. The first night we were there, I maybe enjoyed something of the gummy variety. Had the most... I ate in a restaurant that I was not cool enough to be in. They should have interviewed me and kicked me out immediately. I was not the right caliber of people that should have been in that restaurant.
No, no, sir. You cannot stay here.
Then we walked around at night.
That
and
was
we
more.
Walked through.
It was a little more French.
I was very French. I can't do anything.
But that's the kind of
judgment in that. Yeah. Is what I felt.
And that's what you should feel with me in that restaurant because I was. Oh. It's called the Fishing Lab, and it was just fucking nuts, insane, fantastic. We walked around the city, and I was just blown away. Like we just walked through that city and all the places, and at night, and there's like street musicians, just like in New York, that are just adding to the tone. And at one point, there was a guitarist at the place with all the sculptures. I was weeping like a small child. Got back to the room. And like, I don't know, it took 7 hours to eat dinner. So it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was afraid to go to sleep because I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. Like, I feel like I'm missing something if I go to sleep. I slept for like 2.5 hours and woke up panicked that I had slept through the whole day. And I was crying in my bed like... Oh my God, I missed the whole goddamn day. It wasn't even dawn yet, but I got up and got dressed and was like, just go out.
Good for you.
It really was. It was goofy how much I loved that city.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I slept through it.
I missed the day.
You've been asleep for 60 seconds. Shut the fuck up. And then
like
the
my
way.
My kids do at Christmas.
The way back to the train was called Ferrovia. And we couldn't figure it out, but like there was things marked on the walls in Venice to show you how to get anywhere. That we couldn't see in the dark and the rain and the high tide. The next day, I'm like, okay, we got here based on signs saying we're going to St. Mark's. Why aren't there signs saying how to get back to the train station? Like, that's a major thing. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at all the signs, and all it kept saying was Ferrovia. And I'm like, all right, in Latin, ferris or faro is iron.
Oh.
God damn it, it's the way of iron. They named this motherfucker in the 1850s and have never changed the name. Sure enough, the Italian railway is called Ferrovia.
The irons.
So your name
iron.
Is...
The
is,
Iron Way. The Way of... Right. Yeah, the Way of Iron.
Your name is Claudia Train Station is what you're telling me?
No, Railway. So, I kept saying, Ferrovia, Ferrovia, Ferrovia. And Jose, who gets mad at me when I speak Spanish to him, was... Because he's, you know, he's insistent that we that speak English with him. He understands English, but I sometimes revert to Spanish with him. Well, he just thought it was hysterical when we would both switch to try and speak Italian to each other because it was a fucking disaster. But it just got funnier and funnier, and he was so amused by how I said Ferrovia. And then the next night, we were in at the Fishing Lab, the restaurant I was not cool enough to be in, and they were yelling at someone in the kitchen named Claudia, and they just kept saying, Claudia! Claudia, 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 Claudia. And I'm like, okay, two things. First, Claudia needs to either settle the fuck down or quit. And second, don't they pronounce that beautifully here?
Or maybe she should just fucking answer them. Stop ignoring them, Claudia.
So by the end of it, I'm like, I'm changing my name to Claudia. And he goes, Claudia Farovia. That's what Jose Claudia shot Farovia back at me. And I'm like, that is set in stone, people. Claudia Farovia.
Claudia Trainwreck.
That's Italy in less than 40 minutes.
But so those are all the high points, all the good things. What was the worst experience of your entire trip?
Coming home. It was 33 hours. There was that blizzard in the East Coast.
Well, now you need to tell the little story, because I was part of it. So you booked your flights in Rome.
Okay.
And this is where the time change thing gets all fucked up for him.
Here's why I hate clocks.
A new segment on Q-Talk. This is why Al hates clocks.
Minding my own business in the Rome.
Like you do.
At the airport. Enjoying probably a coffee, let's just say it, and maybe an Italian cough drop because I'm polite.
Perhaps.
And they are like, oh no, they're canceling flights out of Philadelphia. And of course, our flight is flying to Philadelphia, so everyone is getting these messages separately.
By the way, this is because of winter weather that just went through the East Coast of America. That's why they were doing it.
Now, the only smart person on the plane said, well, if the weather's that bad that we can't fly out of Philadelphia, how the fuck are we flying in?
Mm-hmm.
No one else posed that question but me.
Cloudy is the smartest.
I got no answer.
Oh.
But they said, we're boarding, we're going to get there, but once you're there, you're
stuck
fucked
forever.
So I call American Airlines on the jetway. Like, I'm boarding.
Hello, American, this is Claudia.
Claudia Farovia calling, and I'm telling you, this bitch ain't staying a minute in Philadelphia.
It's just sprinkling. Yeah. Call Donatella.
I hope you did it all the way in the Zsa Gabor voice, because that'd be fun.
I said, listen, people of Italy, here's where I'm not staying. Philadelphia in the winter. So I got a flight out of Philadelphia into LA, and they said they were just going to like their hubs. They were going to fly out of Philadelphia to hubs. If you weren't going to a hub, you were waiting till tomorrow or the next time, but whatever window they had was going to hubs. LAX, tits, we're good. So then I have to get my flight from LAX to Phoenix. So still on the jetway, still walking down, still being yelled at to hurry, and I'm like, people, I am not getting stuck in Philadelphia, so you settle down. Claudia's got some people to chat with. And then we'll review what to do in a water landing, okay? We all good?
Your seat cushion is a flotation device, blah, blah, blah.
And by now, you all should already know this shit. Yeah. Come on.
I know where all
pull
six
the lever,
exits
the slide
are.
Comes
no
out.
Surprises.
Yeah.
So I, at 10 a.m. in Rome, book a flight for the next morning from LAX to here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, 8 a.m. in L.A. has not happened yet. So the next morning's flight is 8 a.m. that's already happened for me, but hasn't happened for L.A. yet.
He's booking it for like an hour and a half later than what it is. Just kind of.
No, I'm booking it.
I don't understand time.
I'm booking it 24 hours later. So it's 10 a.m. in Rome, which makes it 1 a.m. in L.A. I ask for the next morning's flight.
Right.
They give me 8 a.m. because 8 a.m. hasn't happened for them.
7 right. hours from right. now. Right.
That's okay. What I'm saying. He's I'm booking it. A flight. Yes. Got it.
I yeah, got it. I'm there.
Like a full day before I'm supposed to be there.
I jumped in the DeLorean. I know.
So then we travel. We're finally stuck in L.A. They finally start opening up the airport because we landed when LAX is at a standstill and no one knows how to get from Terminal B to Terminal A. It's a whole goddamn thing.
3 o'clock in the morning.
And it's a puzzle at that hour because there's no one there.
It's a mess.
So the first thing that happens is the outdoor people, the people that take your baggage outside.
Skycaps.
He takes my luggage and for a slight bribe does not charge me the $25 for it weighing way more than 50 pounds.
Nice.
It was a mini refrigerator in every sense of the word. Then we get through security. The Tide Pods, turns out, not a problem because the Tide Pods had to come out of the bag as part of the bribe.
Interesting.
They don't scan those. No one cares.
Who cares?
More places to hide things that smell funny.
Interesting.
Use your imagination.
Tasty.
Food happens. First thing I get on, so I'm through security. Everything's good. I hit earlier flight than 8:30. Like, this can't be the first flight on Southwest. There's a 7:10 flight. So I'm like, perfect. I'll get in even sooner. I get to the desk for the check-in at the first minute you can check in, because I'm at the airport so goddamn early, and I'm like, I have two flights, one that I'm getting the fuck on, and another one that's leaving in an hour and a half, so I need to cancel myself on that flight and get the fuck on this plane, because my bags are on here. And she's like, well, you're on this flight, but you missed that flight.
Oops.
I'm like, how did I miss a flight that's in an hour and a half?
Because it was an hour and a half from yesterday.
And she's like trying to explain to me, I'm like, not possible. I booked this flight at 10 a.m. Like, how can I have booked a flight that already left? And then she got the look on her face as I came to work at 5 a.m. and this bitch just came up to me with an algebra problem. So a chicken leaves the coop at 3 and the pineapple falls off the tree at 5. When do they hit the ground together?
The answer is go fuck yourself.
Oh, and she was like, you just got to call somebody.
Did she really?
Remember Edie McClurg in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Fuck.
When Steve Martin goes up and she does say, I'm in this fucking car right fucking now. I envision that's you, and she just looks at you and says.
But I was very polite because we were both so confused. Like, how can I have missed a flight that hasn't happened yet? And she's like, bitch, you're a day late. Like,
you booked yesterday's flight.
Work a calendar.
Work a calendar.
Then when she got it and she saw, like, the, you know, I was pulling out things from Rome and showing her stuff, and she's like, oh, it's a time change story. So then we called, we wrote letters, we got it all done. So my letter got rejected for the small refund. It's not a lot I wanted back. I wanted half of a flight back. But I called the next day. I'm like, listen, I know you rejected the letter, and it's because the story makes no goddamn sense in writing. Can I just tell you what happened, and then you make your decision about the refund? And I'm like, and if you look, I've been flying your goddamn airline all the time. You're Southwest Airlines. I live in the Southwest. Hands pretty much tied here.
Right.
Just looking
for
You're
not for losing me forever. I'm just looking right. for a little help here.
I'm going to be irritated
Give me
one
my
day.
$50.
And, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Be asleep on your next flight. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's a weird story that does not come across in writing. It just sounded like you were a day late for a flight. So that was it. So, yeah, I was told there'd be no math. So, sorry, that was a long involved story, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And the little, Montecchiello. There was no pictures from there. But Montecchiello, little town in Tuscany. Maybe 60 people to 100 people live there year-round. It was like being a goddamn Disney princess. It was absolutely stunning, beautiful in the hills of Tuscany. And opening up our wood shutters into cobblestone streets on the top of a hill with, it was dumb. And everywhere you turned, you were like, this is just, it was enchanted.
Yeah.
And as Harrison said, it was like, I found goddamn Brigadoon. Oh my God.
I just watched that recently for no reason, too.
And it was just one of those things where you couldn't take it in. Like, mm-hmm. I opened up the shutters to my room, like Belle from the openings. And I was like, no. This is what pictures look like. Like, real places that I'm in don't look like this. Gorgeous. So.
Well, there's that.
I didn't do Pray Love, but I did a lot of eating.
I'm sure you did.
That's really the most important part, anyway.
So, sure. Sorry. So, sorry about a travel log.
No, we get those once a year every time you go somewhere. Oh. It's all right.
Clayton McKee, 2 weeks off. What'd you do with your time?
For those of you listening, we're still in the same segment. We haven't left it yet, but we're about to change segments. figured out some stuff, you know, with life. Decided that I'm back to that crying and everything thing, and I don't know why, but I do.
Menopause.
I don't know. No, I should have gone through that already.
Huh?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe not.
And still, we're looking at the fact that I'm no longer middle-aged because somebody said, you know,
you're going to live to be 105?
How fucking old do you think you're going to be?
Clearly. What's that line from Postcards from the Edge? How many 96-year-old women do you know?
More 96-year-old women than men.
How's my math?
You know, and then just continually looking for new opportunities in life. We'll see how that all goes. And now we're back to this. So let's do this, shall we?
Oh, no, we need obsessions.
No.
No time.
Done. No.
I have no entertainment. I want to do obsessions.
Save it for entertainment.
Come on. Really?
I'm crestfallen.
Bad bunny. You're a bad bunny.
Hair dryers and chicken.
Did not prepare.
Phone in timeout for 50 years.
Owls of Laughter.
Still same place.
And duct taped pole gets replaced. These and apparently
and some stories.
And some stories that Al's just going to make up because he can. Oh, for crying
Good
out
call.
Loud.
Do we have time to make a cocktail?
Oh, sure you do. Oh, we're doing a full break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the second hour after this.
We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.